Good morning. Good morning. Would you join me in prayer this morning? Father, we come before you, praising you and thanking you, Lord, for another day. Thanking you, Lord, for the blessings that you give, the grace that you bestow, for so much, Lord. You provide for our every need, and you are right there, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the beautiful sunshiny day that we're about to partake in and a time with family and friends. We thank you, Lord, for our neighbors this morning who are sitting next to us and around us. We thank you, Lord, for this congregation of your church. We just praise you, Lord, for who you are. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our minds and our ears and our eyes to what you have for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. We remind you that the prayer cards are in front of you. Just pull one of those out, fill it out, and pass it toward the middle when Bonnie does the announcements, and we'll gather them up, and they'll be prayed over and laid up here on the kneelers, up above the kneelers. You can gather those. You can come up, take one home with you, pray over it throughout the week, and please do that. That's always a blessing to have those cards all gone. Are there any other announcements that I missed, or not announcements, or anything else I need to know?
We're good.
Good. Praise team.
Please stand with us.
We're tipping. Do you notice that? We're tipping.
We're tipping?
Yeah. Look at everybody's over here.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
There goes Vern. Vern's even in that.
Okay, yeah. Vern. That, hey.
The power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in all his wonder. Glory, the King above all kings.
Don't you think he's amazing?
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life. I sing for all that you've done for me.
Amen. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory. With truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place.
King who conquered the grave, worthy is.
is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
This is unfailing love. You would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church. All right. Happy Sunday. Oh, why are you looking at me, Pastor? Okay. Innocent, he says. Okay.
Intently.
Okay, yes. All right. So September 3rd, that is our next prayer night at 6:30 p.m. here at the church. Also, the Buckbinder group or small group will be meeting at their home. Is it this week? I don't see. There's Vern. Hi, Vern. I know, right? Switching and stuff. So, all right, 6 to 8, everybody's welcome. September 6th, that's the next Romans Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. And beginning next Sunday after service, the Not a Fan study. There are books up here if you've signed up that you want to. Come grab a book. If you have not signed up and you want to, come grab a book. Right after service, are we going to eat? We'll have snack and then we'll head back and meet. Okay. Our next ladies' breakfast is September 14th. That's a Saturday at Tammy's house. We're going to say the weather's going to be beautifully sunny so that we can meet at Tammy's at 9 a.m. Please bring a dish to pass and come enjoy fellowship and prayer. Sunday, September 15th, that is our CPR first aid class. That will be after service. We will have a quick and easy lunch before class. We are still in need of a volunteer to play with and supervise the children for those that are attending the class. We do ask if you are in the children's ministry that you would please attend so that we are prepared for whatever they might throw at us. September 16th, that's a Monday. That is our next Day of Hope, Fresh Food Initiative. Please come and join us as we serve our community. That's at 2 p.m. here at the church. September 21st, that's a Saturday. That is our church work day. There will be more details coming soon. And September 28th, that is our worship night and barbecue. There is a sign up in the foyer. If you would like to bring a dish to pass to provide a meal for those that attend.
That was all I was
going to
say.
Oh, see? Yeah. In your announcements, there's information, right? There's a handout in there, right, Brock?
Yeah.
Yep. So if you want more details on that. Anything else?
No, just I'm really excited for it.
I'm excited, too. We're going to have fun.
Hopefully. Like Connor said last time, we run out of food. We got so many people, that'd be nice.
Well, you know, that's a good thing to happen. Where am I? October 5th. That is a second church cleanup. We're providing 2 days to clean up. That is the one where the Boy Scouts will be here to help us. They are extremely hard workers, so let's join them as they help to take care of God's house. That's from 9 to 11. And the Experiencing Guide class, we're looking at starting after the new year. If you are interested in that, please let somebody know. There was a sign up. I don't know if it's still around. But if that's something that you are interested in, please let us know. It is time to... Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, next week, I will have the Say Yes display in the foyer. We are in need of help in our children's ministry and other ministries. But this will be an easy way for you to see what the needs are and answer them by simply taking a card and putting it into the offering plate. So be looking in the foyer for that. Next week, we need help in the nursery, in the preschool, in the teen class, potentially in the junior church class. I think I'm pretty full there, but, you know, could always use an alternate. So, yes, be looking for that next week. Now it's time to check in. I'm going to let Brock tell me what to do today. So if you would please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group and your kiddos into class. And I need some helpers. Do I have any helpers today? I see a helper. And there's another help. Well, maybe not. All right. Thanks, Willow. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center. Do you want a help, Scar? My lovely assistants will help pick them up.
Good morning, church. It's good to be back. Thank you. My husband and I were celebrating our 20th in Hawaii, which I was just there yesterday. So I'm a little fuzzy here, and I just want to praise God for that. I also want to praise God for generous family who lent their condo to make it possible. Also, I injured my eye, so if I look strange to you or creepy, I'm really sorry. I am okay, but I did poke my eye on a hike. So praise God for that. I did not lose my eye and go to the emergency room and all of that business. Let's see here. Are there any praises or words of testimony that did not get on a card? I have five here. Yes.
I got caught out on the lake during that storm on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
And made it in okay. It was really rough waters and lots of rain. Got soaking wet. But my neighbor, when he saw me having a hard time docking my boat because the wind was blowing me away from shore, came over to help. God must have sent him. It was just such a blessing. And I had some company with me, but between them, they got the boat docked, and it was not easy, and they got soaking wet doing it. But I'm just praising the Lord. Everybody was safe. Boat didn't get damaged or anything, and praise God for sending my neighbor Ken over. He was wonderful.
Praise the Lord for the children dancing. They are worshiping. They are so uninhibited.
Yes.
Yes.
Love that spirit. We as adults need to have that.
Yes.
Don't do it, Evan.
Evan, you do it if you want to.
The spirit leads, honey.
I'm feeling targeted right now.
Anything else? You have your hand up, Brody. Was playing in the storm, and God kept him safe. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Thank you, Lord, for that. I had so many lessons washing over me, being so close to the ocean. It's so powerful and raging and frightening. Isaiah 40:28 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth and the mighty ocean. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." So let's go to prayer and talk to our Father. Dear Heavenly Father, give you praise for this morning, this church family, this moment, where you are meeting with us, you are hearing us, you incline your ear to us. You're so excited to have your children gathered in your name. Father, we want to lift up our concerns and praises to you. We thank you for a safe trip to and from Hawaii, and we give you praise for family who blessed us and made it possible to go. Thank you for protecting us on our hikes and protecting my eye. I give you praise that I did not lose my eye. You are so faithful and kind. Thank you for the healing that's taking place. Father, I praise you for Martha's amazing neighbors who blessed her and rescued her as the storm was coming in and assisted her for a difficult task. I ask that you would return the blessing on them fourfold. Lord, I thank you for them. If they don't know you, I just ask that you would pursue their hearts and call them to your side. Father, I praise you for keeping Brody's little friend safe in the storm too. Storms are scary. They're dark and windy and oppressive. And we can call out to you in those moments, and you hear us. Father, I praise you for young children dancing in the aisles when they hear beautiful, upbeat, uplifting music. I ask that you would call us out, that we might be more willing to praise you in exciting and unexpected ways. Call us into a deeper relationship with you, that we might find that we can be expressive, and that we don't have to be as stoic. Father, we praise you that Pastor Kenny's back is better. Thank you for that healing that's taking place. I know in the moment when we're in excruciating pain, it feels like it will never change. But you are so gracious and patient. You're patient with us as we are learning to walk closer to you, and you're patient in our healings and ourselves. Father, we want to lift up to you Glenda's friend, Anne, who has been in the hospital since August with an infection. We just call your healing down over that infection, that it would just be completely done away with in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you gave your shed blood that we might be the healed. Kenny's back. This is either Kenny or Mindy's request for a friend still needing healing. Lord, you know the need in particular, Lord. We just ask that you would bring that swiftly to them and bring your peace with it. Lord, we lift up Martha's brother-in-law, Jerry, needing a job. God, you made us to be creatures who work. You made work, and that came well before the curse. So we know that work is not a curse. It is a good and healthy thing, and we ask that you would meet their needs financially before they have employment, and then after, too, that it would be a good fit and that would be well-pleasing to Jerry, and that he would be happy with the work of his hands that you gave. And we lift up Cindy's health. That's all I have here, but, Lord, I just ask for a touch from your hand, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, that she would feel lifted up and greatly encouraged this morning, that she would turn a corner and be on the mend swiftly. And finally, we lift up to you Rennell's unspoken and health and traveling. I'm not sure who she's asking that for, Lord, but you know. We just ask that you would be in the details, that we know that the more specifically we can ask for your help, then the answer is so much more clear. We don't want to be guilty of vague prayers. So I praise you that you are a God of details. You love to be a God of details. You love to be the God of the little things and the big things. And we ask that you would just meet every single one of these needs that she is lifting up to you. Father, I praise you for constantly calling us. You're constantly tugging at us. Help us to be responsive to you. Break our hearts wide open Remove the hearts of stone and replace them with hearts of flesh. Sprinkle us with water that we might be clean. And we'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you stand with me and we're going to worship our Father together.
Surround me with
Great are you, Lord. It's your Stewardship. That's we're going to manage resources of somebody else and for the in order to meet the owner's objectives. And I've been kind of working off of four principles of stewardship: ownership, responsibility, accountability, and reward. I want to talk a little bit about reward today. We all respond to rewards, right? Or returns. And that kind of drives our lives. You think, I go to work for a reward or a return. I get a paycheck. I might make some investments, put money in the bank, buy a mutual fund, whatever. Get some reward, make some interest. I might be nice to somebody. Maybe they'll say thank you. There's some kind of reward involved there. In as I was cutting my grass yesterday, right around my little lawn tractor, and me and the lawn tractor were reminiscing. For some reason, I recalled it's been like 2 years. I have got a snowblower for my lawn tractor too, and we had this big snowstorm, and I noticed the neighbor struggling to get their snow removed. So I went down there and I blowed out the snow, and then I was kind of disappointed because he wanted to pay me. He gave me some money, and of course we have the standard argument or whatever. I don't even remember how much money it was or what, but I was kind of mad or disappointed, right? So why was I disappointed? Was it not enough money? It's not the reward I was looking for. And if we read in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, Paul writes, "Serve wholeheartedly as if serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do." You notice I had to go back like 2 years before I found something honorable I did. But the question comes up here, which is better, the reward of man, that money he was giving me, or the reward of God? And you know, we'll sit here and nod our head and say, "Oh yeah, it's the reward of God, of course." That's kind of a dumb question, but what you nod your head to here and what you think here this morning is not necessarily what you believe. It's what you do tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. That's what you believe. So let's take a step back. When we're managing all these gifts, and I know for me, I get a lot of gifts from God. I'm blessed in a big way when I'm managing these and when I'm spending them, whether it's my time, or my talents, my money, whatever I'm spending. What's the reward I'm looking for? Is that from man or is that from God? That was a short one today. With that, I'll invite my volunteers to collect the offering. Let's pray. Father God, we do come to you because we do know that you give better gifts. You give better rewards than we can ever find here on earth. And we so look forward to that. And we just pray that you would touch each heart here today and remind us that these blessings, they're yours, and that we have an opportunity to turn them back to you and watch them grow and be blessed because of it. And as we pass the plate, that you don't need the money. It's just a symbol, an act of obedience to come to you and remind us that you own it all and that you love us so very much that you give us an abundance to share. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to ask all the kids to come up. sit down, guys. You can sit down over here. How are you all doing this morning? You all know that God loves you, right? You know, He's brought you here and made you a part of the church, and that He has a purpose for you all. And I want to pray over you, okay? God's word tells us that we're to train up our children in the way that they should go, in the way we would have them to go, God's way. You're just laughing at me this morning again. Come on. Well, you want it up here. So we're going to pray, okay? Father, we come before you and we give you praise for this day. I thank you for each of these children that is here this morning. I thank you for their parents. I pray, Lord, that you would bless each one of them, Lord, that you would give them a hunger and thirst for your word, that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are loved, Lord, and that, Lord, you would just watch over them and protect them and help them to learn and grow in the grace and knowledge of who you are, our Savior and our King. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go to class. Amen. Thank you, bud.
You want to stand with us? Thank God for being so good.
Of mercy.
God good to you? Amen. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? You are so good, Lord. You're good to us as individuals. You're good to us as a church. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that come our way. We praise you because you are God and Savior and King. Help us, Lord, to remember to count our blessings, to turn to you in our contentment, in our joyfulness, in our happiness, and to turn to you, Lord, in the midst of our turmoils and troubles. For you and you alone are God and Savior and King, and you hear our every word, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you for the answered prayers that have already taken place and those that are going to. We thank you for the time of fellowship that we're about to partake in and the food that is out there for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the bounty of this earth.